We are on the fly at Home Build headquarters on the Home Builders Haven porch. And real quick, Charlie, just tell us a little bit about the Home Build headquarters here and how this porch came to be. I know it's been here for a few years now, but this was kind of an addition, right?
Yeah, so for a long time, we were just south of the Brown Arch and in a tiny little facility. And right around probably the early 2000s, we moved up here. We acquired, this was actually an old house that EA had picked up, and we put it here and created our Homebuilders headquarters, new and improved. We have a store. The Homebuilders store is here. We have this nice porch where we're broadcasting from the day. You can come relax. We had donut day this morning where all the homebuilders could show up and get some donuts and coffee for complimentary for just showing up today. And then we have our registration here where if you fly your aircraft in, you go to registration, give them your end number, check in, get your show plane mug, your I flew to Oshkosh patch,
yeah, okay.
And anything else. And you can register to have your aircraft judged at that point, too,
okay,
with our
great
volunteers.
Awesome. Well, our last segment today, we're joined by Rob Unger. And Rob is representing the Breezy Company. Is that the actual name of the company, Rob?
Well, we just call it just Breezy Aircraft.
Just Breezy Aircraft. Yep. Okay. Tell us a little bit about Breezy Aircraft.
Well, Breezy Aircraft was invented in 1964 by three guys. One, my dad. Charlie Roloff, Bob Lepotsky, and, of course, Carl Unger, RLU-1. 1964 was built and made its debut in 1965 at the Rockford Air Show. They didn't think anybody was going to like it at first, but it became an instant sensation and very popular, of course, going years forward. When we first got here to Oshkosh, I believe it's 1970. Dad's been given rides since 1970 and beyond until in 1990 he donated his original Breezy to the museum and continued giving rides with another Breezy that was given to him to do so. And he went on giving rides, and we figure somewhere in the neighborhood of 14,000 rides all by himself over a period of 50 years.
Wow. Well, I know it's a very recognizable airplane. And why is it recognizable?
Well, there's a lot of reasons it's recognizable. It has no skin on it. It's wide open. It's breezy. And, the name kind of spells it out. And the rain shower's kind of hurt, by the way. But it's a joy to fly. It's like flying a Cub with nothing around you. I mean, nothing around you. The airplane was actually designed, when you sat down and talked to these guys, to sit in the pilot seat, and the airplane disappeared from underneath you because you can't see it through your legs. All you see is your airspeed indicator up front. Of course, a stick or a yoke. The original has a single control yoke, and some versions were made with dual control with sticks, so you can give somebody dual control in the airplane. But the idea was to have the open air flying and not see the airplane till you look back and saw the wing or something like that, or heard a scream from the back. I'm not sure which one came first.
Well, I know rides in the airplane have been very popular over the years here at AirVenture. And how many Breezys are flying today?
You know, that's one of the most popular questions I've been getting throughout this air show is we figure in the neighborhood of 300 and 400, closer to 400, worldwide. We've been selling plans since 1966. So they backwards engineered the airplane after it was done and came out with the plans. Ironically enough, there was a mistake in the plans. So the first, I think, 20 sets that went out had a 10-inch error. You'll see some of the Breezys with a lower boom, a lower tail. It's exactly 10 inches.
Wow.
Most
okay.
of them put it back to where it belongs. Some haven't. For whatever reasons they have.
So are they still to this day plans mm-hmm. built only? So
oh, plans built only, and I'm
so
pretty
welding.
Much...
You were talking about welding, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. You get to do a lot of welding on the Breezy.
A lot of welding, but Charlie's a good welder, so he would have no problem. But the only place to get the plans are from me. And if you're interested, I'd be happy to talk to you about it. I'm, of course, over in the home build hangars as well.
Because this is the 60th anniversary of the Breezy design showing up back in the day at Rockford. Now we're in Oshkosh, but it was an instant success. And of course his dad, you know, I mean, he had the red vest that he would wear.
Yep.
And the black tie and the white.
Yeah, he was quite the gentleman shirt. With the yep. cap and goggles. And you know, the vision of this airplane in his mind when he was young boy growing up, he was always fascinated with the Curtis Busch and the hat turned around, the bicycle hat turned around, and the goggles and stuff like that. And so he kind of, that's his version of it. And it caught a lot of attention.
I'm just thinking about the first time I saw the thing fly. I was like, you know, it's quite a sight. You know, it literally looks like an airplane that the fabric fell off of, you know.
Pretty much. And then, Rob, what do most people do for wings?
The most popular wings are the PA-12 wing, cub wings. It just works well with the aircraft. If you build it from the plans, put your cub wings on it, and 90 horsepower, the original is a Continental 90 horsepower, works fine. Anything lower than that, you're going to be restricting your weight, you know, and because the tubes are quite draggy. It's not a gliding airplane. It's not going to glide a long distance. But PA-12 wings work perfectly. I've seen Cessna wings, Champ wings, all kinds of different setups. Of course, the numbers are going to change with that when you do that.
Yeah, sure. So you have a website, I assume.
I use my email address, and you make a request for plans at rubreezy@msn.com. And I will be happy and promptly respond to you and get you all set up to what you need to do.
Okay, once again, your airplane is on display. Is it going to fly?
It is going to fly today in the Home Builders Review here coming up in about an hour or less. And there's actually two Breezys that's going to fly in it. So we wanted to have the replica. Mine is the replica to my dad's, which, of course, is in a museum. And then the second gentleman, John Limbaugh, out of Morris, Illinois, came across this Breezy. That happened to be the number two Breezy built from the plan. So it has great significance. He restored it. It's here today. He's going to fly. He'll be right behind the replica to give you a little difference of the versions.
Okay. And, of course, speed's probably not an issue because, like you said, there's a lot of drag. So with a lot of drag, you know, the power plant differences don't really make a lot of difference, probably.
Well, you know, there's actually
speed-wise.
There's one Breezy that's on floats. It's actually an amphib. It was up here for the 50th anniversary in 2014. It came out of Branson, Missouri. What a joy that was to fly. It's really cool. But it's got like 160 horsepower engine for obvious reasons, a lot of drag. So I've seen 65 horsepower on a Breezy, to me, is underpowered.
Mm-hmm.
85 and up, I think, would be sufficient.
Yeah. What a blast that would be on floats.
I'm sorry, what's that?
It would be a blast on floats.
You think you're going to get wet in a Breezy because there's nothing around you, but it sits up so high and the water planes off beautifully. It was very enjoyable. He had ship wheels like from a pirate ship for his yoke, and believe it or not, he had a Budweiser tapper for the throttle. And it was a dual-control airplane.
I can believe it. It's the really home-built nice community after all.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good of you to keep your father's tradition alive.
I appreciate that.
You know, it's something that, well, aviation isn't the only arena where people do that, but it seems like aviation is one of those communities where we do try and carry on our family's traditions. And
very true. We were on the airplane the whole time, so I was on it at an early age, and it's been always part of our life. And my dad's contribution to the EAA and aviation was giving rides. Of course, you can't charge for rides. He wouldn't dream of charging for rides if he could. A smile and a thank you, but he had this knack for pulling the kid out of the crowd and just giving him the biggest thrill and an impression. Many of those kids went on to be airline pilots, Air Force, you know, corporate pilots. Matter of fact, at the 1965 Rockford Air Show, he pulled a kid out of the crowd, and the kid said, "I don't have any money." He says, "You don't need any money. You can get right on the airplane. I'm going to take you for a ride." He just had that look in his eyes. My dad took him for a ride. This kid this kid grew up, got his pilot's license, and went on to be the guy that gave the 1 millionth Young Eagle a ride.
Wow, that is a cool story. Yeah, that's great. That's a great story. Well, and Charlie, he just opened the door to Young Eagles, and I'm going to be over at the Blue Barn tomorrow. Our show is at the Blue Barn. But the Young Eagles program has been very successful. And, you know, a lot of this kind of story is why.
Absolutely, yeah. Young Eagles, you know, I mean, we really, you know, we've really bounced back. You know, we had our best year last year. It was kind of combined with our 30th anniversary, and we got back to numbers that we haven't seen since 2015, 2014. And we really do focus nowadays on the experience for the youth. You know, I think, you know, when we were pushing towards getting that 1 millionth young Eagle, it was a lot about the numbers. But now we really emphasize, you know, taking your time with the kids. And ideally, a one-on-one flight's the best, although you can still do multiple young Eagles at the same time. But it's really made a difference in the lives of many of the kids you see around here. And, of course, we have free admission now if you're 18 or under to AirVenture. That was
thanks
something
to Boeing.
Thanks to Boeing. And that was done to try to, again, continue to foster the kind of the what next step. And I'm sure you'll talk about this tomorrow, but we have our Ray Scholars program where a lot of chapters, I know, Rob, your chapter has had a couple of successful Ray Scholars, and that's where the chapter, EA provides the funding, we select the chapters turn around and find the correct youth to pick, and they get a full $11,000 scholarship to get their private pilot's license. And we've had over 500 so far do that.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah, that's great. And, you know, many, many of those kids have gone on to have very good careers. And what comes around goes around. A lot of early Young Eagle kids are Young Eagle pilots now.
Absolutely. We have Ray Scholars that are now flying Young Eagles.
Yeah,
so it's pretty pretty amazing.
It's very amazing. It's such a great program.
Yeah, it really is. Well, Rob, thanks for bringing your Breezy. And we'll look forward to seeing it fly here in about a half an hour.
Okay.
And both of them.
Yep.
is two
it's
of them
gonna be
going.
A sight to see.
That's right. Charlie, thanks again for you know, your hospitality down here on your porch.
You're welcome anytime,
like
Jeff.
To come down here. Real quick, we're going to break here in a second, but you know, it was an anniversary for the Build program. And are we going to do it again?
I think you're referring to the one-week wonder. Yeah, today or this year is the 10th anniversary of that first one-week wonder build. We've done two other ones. So we did a Zenith, we did an RV-12, and we did a Sonics in 2022. So our plan, in fact, I was kind of talking to some people today about that, we'd do it again in 2026. We take about every 4 years because it is such an undertaking.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that.
Yeah. And just so you know, if you want to see Rob's Breezy once it's done flying, it is in the Homebuilders hangar. And, of course, the prototype is up in our museum with a replica of his dad flying it in his vest and his hat and the goggles and everything.
Awesome. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you. Charlie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
J-Mont G, we're on the fly tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Blue Barn, and we'll talk more Young Eagle stuff and much more EA fun. We're on the fly. J-Mont G, you're listening to EA Radio.